This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the yoga and fitness channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with Doreen Hing, once again, the founder and creator of Plank, the only company that creates yoga mats with a grip that is activated by the body heat. The mats are visually stunning and provocative. However, it is their unique heat-activated technology which is surprisingly creating new therapeutically and physiological conversations about what a yoga practice can look like and be. Doreen, certainly great to have you back with us here on eHealth Radio.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. So for those that missed our last interview, remind the audience what's different about Plank and its heat-activated Connect yoga mats.
Okay. So what's different about Plank? First of all, like you said, the mats have art quality images. But the technology layer that protects the images, it works on developing stable foundations for the yogi by having them work harder when they connect to the yoga mat, so that they're very mindful about touching the yoga mat with as much mat coverage with their hands and feet, but not only having a broad coverage, but also having a depth and contact quality so that it engages more of the muscles of their arms and legs, so that they have really strong arms and really strong legs to hold them in poses for longer. So that's, in a nutshell, there's quite a lot that goes on in the arms and legs when the hands and feet actually touch and connect with the yoga mat.
What advice can you give to those who are considering starting a yoga practice?
My advice for people who are interested in starting a yoga mat practice is to find a class that works for you, a time that you can go regularly, because you need to go often to actually understand why the benefits of yoga would work for you. So make sure it really does fit into your schedule and that you can go regularly. And the one thing that I didn't know, and I couldn't hear at the beginning with my yoga mat practice, was really the importance of being grounded and what grounding actually looks like and feels like. So to just be very curious about what the yoga provides and see it as an education. And an education about how the body works, and then you'll get a lot out of the practice.
How do long-time yoga practitioners prevent themselves from being injured or bored with their practice?
So if you've been practicing for a while, what tends to happen is that you build up yoga habits, and you think you know how the pose should be done, and you don't. Sometimes you do the pose before the yoga instructor gives you instruction. Sometimes you do them how you want to do them. And my advice, so that the long-time practitioners stay engaged and really present, which is what yoga is about, is to really come to every single yoga class like a newbie, like a novice, really wanting to learn something different about how to create poses and really want to learn what benefits you can be getting if you do the pose with the most alignment possible. And coming to as a well-seasoned yogi, but coming to the practice with a beginner's mind will allow you to absorb more information and learn how to do the poses differently or more safely than you have been doing in the past. And obviously that will minimize injuries and have you practicing for much longer and just you know, when you're learning something new, you tend to enjoy it more. So that's my suggestion for long-time yogis.
Today we are once again with Doreen Hing, the founder and creator of Plank, the only company that creates yoga mats with a grip that is activated by the body heat, here on eHealth Radio's yoga and fitness channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Doreen, what has been your biggest discovery as part of your yoga practice?
My biggest discovery as I practice yoga is really how much the body affects the mind, and then the mind can affect the body, and how it's already connected, and how when you have that connection of the mind and the body, you know, then all physical activities can be improved or enhanced, not just the yoga practice. And I find that if I'm actually really aware of what my body is doing in any physical activity, whether it be yoga, whether it be running, whether it be standing, whether it be sitting, whether it be carrying groceries, whether it be lifting weights, that knowing what my body is doing, so that if I'm struggling lifting weights, or if I'm struggling hitting a wall running, I can adjust my body, find what I need to ground within my body so that I can lift it and make it light and efficient and aligned so that it can perform much more effectively. And I really do get that it's not just this stretching and woo-woo, one with the world mentality that I feel that is often conveyed about yoga, and that it really, that awareness of the body will really help you do any physical activity at much higher levels of performance than you could possibly imagine.
Well, since the last time we spoke, what new projects or products is Plank working on right now?
Yeah, since we last spoke, one of the exciting things for me, based on my discovery about the performance-enhancing properties that yoga can provide, is that I've created a workshop for runners, and the results of my workshop have been amazing. And it's really, you know, I have teach the runners how to troubleshoot their bodies so that they can realign it and make themselves lighter, make themselves more efficient, and make themselves more powerful so that they can run faster or they can break through any walls. And some of the results have been amazing for me. I had an asthma runner who I didn't know had asthma. When she worked with me and I gave her, you know, I showed her how to breathe with a grounded practice, she was stopping every mile 5 to 6 times per mile to breathe, use her inhaler, stretch, whatever, take a walk. And then the day one, using what my grounded breathing technique, she was running 4 miles and she stopped 4 times. That's once per mile. That's day one. And then the only reason she stopped was to readjust and really pull in the techniques that I had shown her. So I'm really excited about my workshop, and it's actually been picked up by the John Hancock running team. And as you know, or you may not know, John Hancock is the sponsors for the Boston Marathon. So I'm really honored to have been put on the workshop list for their marathon training program. So that's one thing that I'm doing. I also have a new yoga mat in prototype, and I don't really want to delve into it too much, but it really does explain how the grounding principles of yoga should look like and what they feel like in the body. So look out for a Kickstarter for that to sort of like be in the works to help me take that off, so that everyone else can have a really strong base so that they can hold their poses for longer.
Certainly has been good to have spoken with you once again, Doreen. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information and be in contact with you online in regards to Plank and what you're doing?
You can always find me. My website is plankdesigns.com. That's plankdesigns.com. Or you can always find me on Facebook or Twitter. And you can just Google me, Plank Yoga Mats or Doreen Hing, and you can find me on all my social networks. I'm very chatty. I love to share what I know, so it makes the entry point into yoga much easier and for veteran yogis much more interesting. So, yes, so please contact me at those touch points, and I'd love to hear from you.
Well, Doreen, thanks for taking the time to be with us here once again here on eHealth Radio, and continued success to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Doreen Hing, the founder and creator of Plank, the only company that creates yoga mats with a grip that is activated by the body heat. And once again, the website of reference is plankdesigns.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Yoga and Fitness Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.